Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Tell me what's ailing me, doctor. You to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. That's what we like to do here. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. Hey, Magical Engineer Frank, you ready? I believe he's ready, and I am ready. We got a great show. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about some new viral vaccine methods. Oh, it's going to be really revealing to you, so don't tune out just yet. You're probably sick of hearing about vaccines. I know, me too. But we got to be wise. We got to be educated. We have to know some things in order to protect our well-being. So we're going to talk about that, and we do have a quack report, a brief one. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and simplify to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm sticking the Lord's face. I'm minding the time because it grows short. Today's devotional is in Proverbs 11. It says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Yes, yes. So we're going to spend all of eternity in one place or the other. Choose life, God says. Choose the kingdom of God. Choose paradise. And you get there by knowing Lord Jesus Christ. So if you don't know Lord Jesus Christ, get to know him. Seek his face. Pray. Read his scripture. Ask him for help. Ask the Holy Spirit to fill you so you can understand what the word means. Some people don't understand what the Bible really means. And there's a lot of biblical illiteracy out there. So you're not going to get smarter not reading it. It is kind of the owner's manual to humanity. So you definitely want to know what God expects. What he thinks, what he cares about, what he wants us to do. Because, you know, we owe him everything. He owes us nothing. Always remember that. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Okay, first and last but not least, very brief tonight here, Frank. Deadly food bug causes paralysis. This happened in Spain, okay? Two new cases of a bug they discovered in Norway. A number of people were infected, 11 people. Norway had said the infection was botulism. So 5 confirmed and 4 probable cases have been identified in July, just last month. Botulism, kind of rare, but potentially fatal poisoning, but is caused usually by eating foods that have not been, that have been contaminated by the botulinum toxin. So the toxins attack your nervous system and can lead to paralysis. This way, people get Botox to, you know, get rid of wrinkles and stuff like that. Not something I would ever do, but they're injecting themselves with that. So it can spread down the body from the head to your lungs and it can cause death. You got to be careful. So in all cases, there was a kind of a history of having consumed pre-cooked potato omelets packaged and purchased in different supermarkets from different brands. I guess, you know, FYI there, they had botulism on those things. And, you know, this is the European Health Authority moving on that, and just be aware it could happen here. Just be careful. And that wraps the quack report. Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to talk about this new virus vaccine method that they're working with. So the scientists, this is at Griffith University in Australia, and they're saying that they have this new breakthrough in vaccine development. So the research was published in the August 2023 Journal of SSRN Electronic. So the report is stating that the new method of making the vaccine is at the proof of concept stage. So this is the stage it's at, and which means it is still in a very early stages of development, and their hypothesis hasn't yet been fully proven. Still a hypothesis, educated guess, that's what it is. So what the heck is this new concept they're talking about? Well, the more I read about vaccine studies, the more I realize that such products are really not only risky, but science has no idea what the long-term effects are going to be. They have not reported how such serums will affect DNA and your future generations. So the lead scientist, Bernard Rehm, and Dr. Singhao Chen of the Griffith Institute for Drug Discovery in the Cell Biopolymers Factory. They have a new way of making a viral particulate vaccine. Here's a quote from the Biopolymers Factory of it all. They said, the tests we've run so far show a vaccine is safe and induces a very strong immune response against the virus. Well, if it's not gone to human trials, why are they saying this? It's a little premature. So what is it? What's in it? You know, let's just get to the nitty-gritty. Well, what is in this new concept of vaccine manufacturing is the scientists are using synthetic pathogens, which are reprogrammed, and they take the bacterial pathogen E. coli, they re-engineer it, and they make a vaccine particle out of it that is a what they call a high-yield particulate. All right, so the bacteria normally, you know, would multiply in the right environment. They call it colonizing. So what they've done is they take that biopolymer particle of E. coli and they coat it. They coat the outside of it with strep virus A, Streptococcus A. And they claim to use the strep virus A as an antigen. So in other words, the strep A virus is a toxin that attempts to induce an immune system's response for an antibody production. And according to the research, this strep A antigen also prevents against infection. So it stimulates an infectious attack, but it does, it supposedly prevents infection. That's what they're saying. However, numerous virology reports show that toxins, and that's what an antigen is, doesn't prevent infection. And the immune system does not make antibodies for non-infectious agents. And science, well, and since this new vaccine in science has not been tested on humans, well, this is really premature to, you know, say that it's safe and effective. Here is a quote. This is from Medline Plus, and they said this, the immune system neutralizes infection. That's its job. I'm sorry, that's from Pacific Immunology. So that's what the immune system does. It neutralizes an infection. So if you don't have an infection injected into you, that's what they're saying. It's not, it's an antigen. It prevents infection. So how is the immune system going to recognize it then if it's not an infection? Well, here is a quote from Medline Plus. They said, an antigen is any substance or toxin that causes your immune system to produce antibodies against it. So it has to be infectious. It has to be a toxin. And that will create infection. So a little bit of doublespeak there from science. So we're also told the vaccine does not require refrigeration when it's made this way, and that accommodates, they say, stockpiling it. Well, let's look at what the high risk may be of disease on something like this, this kind of created vaccine. So the research is saying that the vaccine is low cost to manufacture, it's effective and safe, yet there have been no human trials yet. Therefore, such a statement is purely for the investors, that's for their investors, and the naive public. So let's take a look at the strep A virus to see what the potential side effects might be. So the pathogen infection offers a wide range of infections, from laryngitis to impetigo, which is a contagious skin infection causing sores and blisters, to necrotic fasciitis, which is an aggressive skin and soft tissue infection causing necrosis or dead tissue, to cellulitis, which is a bacterial infection of the skin caused by Staph A virus, and also lastly, toxic shock syndrome, which is life-threatening. It's a bacterial infection and increases your risk of death. So apparently, the risk from such a pathogen injected into the body could cause serious tissue infections and worse. And I wonder if the human volunteers science will test this vaccine on, if they will receive full disclosure. So the last thing anybody really wants is their skin dying and falling off. And your skin is the body's largest organ, and severe tissue death of this organ could produce unforeseen circumstances like death. And to determine if their theory is right, they're going to need to test these subjects, which will, well, these volunteers are going to take the ultimate risk. Here's a quote from the biopolymers factory. They said the next steps are to produce vaccines and to evaluate their performance in clinical trials. So they want to move forward to testing this on humans there, and how soon that will be, they didn't say. So why are they taking this approach? This is just fascinating because science admits that the current treatments do not adequately address strep A virus, okay? Because there's tons of cases of people with cellulitis and necrotic fasciitis and so forth. So you get a lot of those cases. So medicine's got treatments, but they're not really addressing them. The pathogen is highly resistant to the current drug treatments, about 500,000 global deaths annually from this stuff. So, you know, strep A virus is kind of, you know, a serious thing. And according to the University of Wisconsin-Madison in April 2019, which revealed that viruses often mutate during vaccine manufacturing. Did you catch that? The viruses, when they're being manufactured for vaccines, mutate. And the public is, you know, told that the viruses mutate on their own in just a few short months. Naturally, mutating viruses usually take longer than that. Here's a quote from the University of Wisconsin. They said, a common problem, however, is that the viruses chosen for vaccines often mutate in the process of production, creating mismatches between seasonal flu viruses and the vaccine in any given flu season. And this has been a particular problem. So they already know that they're going to pick, I don't know, let's say H1N1 bird flu for this year's flu season, and they're going to make a vaccine with that in it. But they already know that virus is going to be mutated during the production of the vaccine, and it's really not going to address H1N1 if it is part of the flu season. How do you like them apples? Oh, and then we get to the leaky vaccines. So what science does not explain is that virus mutation due to the vaccine manufacturing process is called leaky vaccines. Yep. Now this is a kind of a real problem now, and science is stating they are preventing disease with your vaccines when, in fact, they are creating stronger mutated versions of the vaccines. Here's a quote from Healthline and the Public Library of Science Biology, April 2019. They say researchers have proven the theory that more virulent viruses can evolve from so-called leaky vaccines, and there is potential risk using leaky vaccines to prevent disease, putting people at great risk of severe illness. So did you catch that? They're putting people at risk with leaky vaccines. And we're going to get to how many of the vaccines are leaky. But, you know, they did want to make note of the perfect vaccine. Do you know what the perfect vaccine is, Frank? I don't think there is one, but science thinks there is. Let's look at what they define a perfect vaccine as. Is there a perfect vaccine? That's the question. But science says there is. And there is there. Here's their definition of what a perfect vaccine is. Quote, this is from Penn State University, Andrew Reed. He's a professor of biology and biotechnology. He says a perfect vaccine prevents vaccinated individuals from being sickened by the disease, and it also prevents them from transmitting or shedding the virus to others. Well, that would leave the COVID vaccine off that list, right? And I dare say most viral vaccines are not on the perfect vaccine list, but they're on the leaky vaccine list, which means all the vaccines with viral agents in them are mutated, virulent diseases making people sick. And this kind of highlights, you know, that scientific medicine research and the medical community is not disclosing to the public what the vaccine really is. It's really highlighting here that disease is the main focus of our healthcare and scientific research, offering an illusion of wellness to the public. And, you know, just, well, people do not, you know, make, well, people do not make drug companies rich. They don't create a demand for medical doctors, nor do they help build and maintain hospital complexes. So you have to ascertain money answers all things. It's about money. And that's what Dr. Anthony Norris told me back in the 90s. He said, vaccines aren't what you think they are. He had access to all the raw data. Raw data doesn't survive anymore because the researchers destroy it. But he had access to all the raw data on vaccines because he was a chief virologist of the FDA. And what he told me was, vaccines are filled with pathogens injected into the body, and in 2 hours are circulating in the blood system. It's not a normal way you contract disease, and the immune system is not alerted that you have a pathogen. So any of the patrolling immune system cells in the blood, when they kind of stumble across your, you know, staph A from a vaccine or E. coli or anything else, it thinks it's supposed to be there. No antibody is created. He said that if there's any antibody response, it's very fleeting. And that's when I said, oh, is that why they give boosters? He said, no. They give boosters because if they gave you all the serum in one dose, it would kill you. It's that toxic. So I was still not getting it when I was talking to him, Frank. And I said, I still don't understand why they're doing that. He goes, there's a billion reasons why. He meant $1 billion. Money. Answers all. It props up the medical complex. It props up the drug companies. Okay? It's such a system. It's not a wellness system. It's a sick care system. So I found out working in healthcare and then having a personal event happen to a family member of mine, I got an education in a skinny minute, and I kind of deer in the headlights moment there. But yeah, I had to understand that it isn't what we all think it is. There's a lot of deception there. So the original medicine is described in the Bible. It's very simple. It's whole foods, herbs, and spices. That's it. Not hard. So this is how you maintain health. Now, trauma care, well, that's an exception. An intervention is going to be necessary. But it's our duty to God's creation to educate ourselves to using medicinal plants for overall wellness. So God said herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations from Genesis to Revelation. God can't lie. It's right under our noses. And if that's not enough evidence for you, why did drug companies use herbs in the beginning when they were manufacturing their drug lines? Why were they using elements from herbs, you know, chemical compounds from herbs, alkaloids and such, to make drugs with? If they were so, you know, weak and not very useful, why were they doing that? Well, they're not weak. And they're not useless. They're very strong. But when you isolate their chemistry, you create side effects. When you have it in its whole food state, the body's able to metabolize it properly. But they can't patent what God made, see? So I want you to call Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog. And they specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, metabolic strengthening. So this is going to cover a wide range of things. You know, common solutions for everyday problems, kind of stuff. So get a free catalog. You can give them a call at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., dial 828-469-5972. 828-469-5972. Web address is The Power Herbs, thepowerherbs.com. By the way, they have a new website, and they're looking for your feedback. So if you are so inclined to let them know what you think, we debuted the website early this week, I think Tuesday, wasn't it, Frank? Tuesday. And so hopefully it's easier for you to find things, and it's a bit more colorful and fun. So thepowerherbs.com. Now tomorrow, which is the 25th, right? Already, Frank, the 25th. This month is toast. The 25th of August, they're going to start their Labor Day sale. So you can save 25% on an order of $55 or more if you're shopping online. you want to use coupon code LABOR23, LABOR23. Now, you can use that over the phone, or you can write that on your order form if you want. Now, this sale will end on September the 4th, and restrictions do apply. So it applies to all the products Apothecary Herbs makes. So if there's products up on the website they don't make, the coupon doesn't deduct from them. So the powerherbs.com Labor Day sale, this is a great time to get stocked up and ready for the fall flu season, which is going to start in October. That's usually when it starts. You know, the weather starts to shift, leaves start to fall from the trees, we get more rain and mildew and stuff, and people start getting colds and flus and things. So this is a great time to get your immune support stuff. And they're also, I don't know, Frank, if you heard, there's like these whispers that they're going to do more mask mandates and another lockdown coming up this winter. So I think masks as early as next month, especially also for flying, if you're going on the plane. And I think they want to do lockdowns around December. I hope not. Oh, I hope that's not true, you know. But, you know, get your medicinals on hand. Now, your tinctures, your liquids, are going to have a shelf life of 10 years. Your powders, 5 years. So these are professional strength formulations that you don't see in stores, okay? This is what practitioners would sell you. So you have access to them now. And you can also pick up one of their heart attack kits, or they have a shingles kit, and they have snake bite kits. They also have a pandemic kit. So if you're worried about pandemics, that's a neat thing to have on hand. So the powerherbs.com, check them out. Also, if you're into learning, you know, about natural solutions and therapies, well, then sign up for their online newsletters. They are absolutely free, and they go out each week. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest goes on Friday. So if you want to get a Health Quest, sign up today, and you'll get your first issue tomorrow. And it's only delivered by email, though. So if you want to get one and you have an email address, just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you can click on the books and newsletters area and sign up for free. You can also call, place an order by the phone. You can give your email if you want to get signed up as well. So thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663, and the Labor Day sale starts tomorrow. If you want to save and get stocked up, getting ready for the rainy days ahead, always a good thing to be prepared, because you don't want to learn how to shoot the gun in the middle of the war. You want to know what to do before that happens. So, and the good thing about Apothecary Herbs, they each item comes with an info sheet, and it kind of educates you a little bit more about the herbs, so you're getting more familiar with what the herbs can do for you. The benefits, and so those are the things that are going to be priceless down the road. Also, if you want to really learn how to, like, go about organ cleansing and even how to make some single, you know, simple tinctures, they have a book called The Power Herbs, and it's a download, so it's not a hard copy. So when you purchase it, it's $14.99. You will get a download link in your email, and you can download the book. They do have it in several formats, PDF, Kindle, and iPad. So check that out if you want to get really into it, roll up your sleeves and learn more. It's a good get started book. It's got a nice herb reference guide in there too, so you can look up what your symptoms are and see what your herbal options may be. Oh, I can see by the clock we're going to take a little break, but on the other side, more health news. Be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Well, thank you, Frank. Getting us out of our seat, tapping our feet. Thank you, Frank. Okay, well, we are going to be talking about, since we're kind of, you know, getting around, you know, at the end of the dog days of summer here, and we've got fall around the corner, and we got, you know, soon, you know, you're going to be in the store soon, and you're going to see Christmas trees. I mean, it's that fast. Time is moving that fast. So you've got October coming. And we know, you know, the world celebrates Halloween, not my holiday, but people do celebrate that. You know, it outsells Christmas, that holiday. Unbelievable. And it involves a lot of, you know, candy and alcohol and sugar and things, you know, because adults go to, you know, parties and they dress up and stuff. So you've got that holiday full of sugar, and then right on its heels you have Thanksgiving, and then on Thanksgiving's heels is Christmas, and then on Christmas heels is New Year's, well, that's a party and a drinking, and which converts to sugar, and then after that, the next month over, is February, on Valentine's Day. So lots of sugar, and so you can see the suppression of the immune system on a repeated level for most of your winter, fall and winter months, and if people would just, like, curtail the sugar coma, if they would, they would be less susceptible to head colds, viruses, cold and flu bugs, bronchitis, sore throats, ear infection, all that stuff. So just keep that in mind. Sugar, one candy bar shuts off your immune system, really suppresses it for 8 hours. You know, one Snickers bar, for instance. And, you know, and people eat Skittles and licorice and Kit Kat bars and Klondike bars, York peppermint patties, all that stuff. It's chocolate, it's yummy, but it's full of sugar, and it really doesn't do your immune system any good. So please keep that in mind. Keep the candy canes off the tree. Sugar, 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 sugar. All right. Let's talk about disease spillover for a little bit, because, you know, we're going to start, you know, getting you prepped and start thinking ahead with regard to the flu season just around the corner. And I've talked about the flu bugs before and how I get over the flu in 2 days. Frank, I think you can be supportive in that, because I've been on the air and I told you I've got a virus, I got the flu, and, you know, at the bottom of the hour break, I think I said to you, and the fever kicks in. And so, but I was back on the air, or I was back at work within 2 days. And the secret is, you don't want to turn your fever off, because it's circulating those antibodies. So antibodies are temperature specific at a 101 degree fever. So when you take Tylenol and aspirin, you shut down the fever, you feel less achy and so forth, but you're going to be sicker longer. So keep the fever wet. That's the secret. Drinking fluids, and, you know, taking your immune support herbs. And for the achiness, just take a couple of warm baths during the day. It kind of lifts that and get plenty of rest. And the fever will break on the second day, and you'll start to recover, and you'll be good as rain. Works every time. So you won't miss, you know, more than a couple of days of work or school. So keep all that healthy stuff in mind. All right, so according to science, the human race is creating pandemic diseases. It's all our fault, they're saying. And this is not an admission from science, but what they mean is just being here. And we're creating problems with zoonotic diseases, like animals. But what they're actually doing is they're taking animal pathogens and they're tinkering, re-engineering them so that they can infect humans. That's what they're doing. They're blaming it on somebody else. That's very narcissistic. So we're saying that man is causing the emergence of the diseases to exist and to jump from animal to human. So the global population, they say, is, we're being told, you know, get used to pandemic after pandemic because it's all our fault. Yeah. So history paints a very different picture of random pandemics. However, science is trying to convince people that what we are experiencing is nothing new, and it's expected. So there's no evidence in history that shows such a previous pounding of new pandemic-like diseases that we are experiencing today. And this report is really not to instill fear in anybody or to make – they're just really to make you aware. Knowledge is power, because you don't want to be my people perish for lack of knowledge. And if you are prepared, you won't panic, okay? Now, BBC Network said the next pandemic is unavoidable. Duke Global Health said large pandemics are more likely than we previously thought. And BBC again says human activity is causing an evolutionary shift in creating opportunities for what is known as zoonotic spillover. No. I do not accept that, and I read a lot of scientific journal articles, and I know that's total BS. So how do we stop pandemics? Well, the political and the media enterprises really instruct the public that the only way to overcome the onslaught of a plague or a pandemic is to prepare globally, and that means collaborating with the rest of the world, must comply. Also, it means sacrifice your rights and freedoms. They're going to be required. And then they also say experimental treatments from healthcare authorities is going to be necessary. No, not really. So people are being conditioned to expect pandemics, to follow government protocols, and to accept a new way of living. Duke Global Health Institute says, most people are likely to experience an extreme pandemic like COVID-19 in their lifetime. Well, here's a new study. This is August 2021. This is Journal of National Academy of Sciences. Their researchers are suggesting that our plague-infused reality has been a normal thing for 400 years. And I go, really? Well, since the 1600s, they said man has experienced plague after plague like we are today. Well, I highly doubt that. So the research goes on to state that the history of disease shows that past outbreaks point not only to a recurring probability, but also to pandemics of more severe intensity. So are we talking about evolutionary history or the kind of history given a push by science? So we, the public, are instructed by science to readjust our perceptions, what we think of pandemics, in which everyone should expect at least one pandemic, if not more, in your lifetime. And according to science, the pool of pathogens is quite large, from pigs to bats. Here is a quote from Nature Medicine, July 2022. They say, the animal reservoir seems to be mainly rodents. End of quote. Well, I go, well, is that right? Well, I thought science was, in that case, procuring specimens of viral for viral research. And the following is a list of diseases spread by our bats, and rats and rodents and insects that feed or travel. Rodents like to travel. You know, fleas and ticks, they hop on board, mites, and they travel with the rats. So your hantavirus is a rodent virus, as well as your lymphatic cryometritis virus, or LCMV. This is a virus that seems to have been isolated by science in 1933. So it's a manipulated virus. Also, your black plague, the bubonic plague. How about salmonella and rat bite fever and tularemia, which is a rare bacterial infection? So I don't think science is restricting itself to just rodents for pandemic research, okay? No, I think the research points to a much diverse collection of viruses. So science needs money from academic sponsors, drug companies, and governments. So here is a quote from Nature Medicine, July 2022. They say, governments and funders are sleepwalking toward another pandemic unless they boost research and development on emerging infections. So let's take a look at the list of plagues and see if we can see a pattern. According to January 2020, this was in the Journal of Public Library Medicine and Biotechnology. Here's the list they had. 1960 and beyond. Let's just go from 60 and forward. They said 1968 to 1968, Hong Kong flu. 1976, swine flu, and it turned out to be a hoax by the drug companies. That was fake. 1981, HIV and AIDS. 2002 to 2003, SARS, your sudden acute respiratory syndrome from bats. In 2012, MERS, your Middle Eastern respiratory syndrome from camels. 2014 to 2016, Ebola. 2015, dengue from mosquitoes. 2015 to 2016, Zika virus from mosquitoes. 2019, your COVID-19 from bats. And 2022, your monkeypox. Remember that? They tried to launch that one. Now, if we go back a little further, we see in 1899 to 1923, cholera. In 1918 to 1920, we see Spanish flu. And in 1957 and 1958, Asian flu. So you see these things. But if you notice, as time moves forward, we have shorter and shorter times between these pandemics than we did in history. So they're telling us we're on a pandemic planet. Get used to it. So in the last 123 years, there have been roughly 11 pandemics that are viral in nature. And prior to the Spanish flu of 1918, there were two listed pandemics in history. In 1347 to 1351, which affect Europe, Asia, and North Africa with bubonic plague. And in 541 and 543, there was a plague of Justinian, which was bubonic plague, and that was in the Mediterranean region. So how is it that in the ancient world, for over 800 years, the plagues were restricted to bacterial infections from rats and fleas, but today it is a mass array of viral diseases from various animals? So there is a 552-year gap between the bubonic plague of 1347 and the cholera of 1899, and a 571-year gap between the bubonic plague of 1347 and the Spanish flu of 1918. So why is there such a concentration of pandemic viral diseases since the 1920s? Well, viruses can be extremely lethal, and they are easily spread. It is due to overpopulation, they say, and global warming or human activity, all kinds of nonsense. That's fairly doubtful. I think the entire shift may have been sparked by Edward Jenner's smallpox experiments in 1796. Yes, vaccinology may be the brainchild behind the modern-day pandemic planet. So the COVID-19 virus should really reveal the intent due to the suppression of any treatments other than a vaccine. And you got to remember, it's all about the protein markers that invoke mechanism shifts in your cells to perform certain tasks. So they've gotten control of those protein switches and pathogens in the vaccines so they can control certain outcomes. So the DNA encodes information necessary for cells to make proteins. Control the protein, you control the DNA, and you control a pandemic. Here is the Public Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, January 2020. They said, science, since the 1990s, plague is classified as a reemerging infectious disease by the World Health Organization. Since the 1990s, a reemergence. So before 1990, the world definition of a plague referred to as a bacterial rodent infection or bubonic plague. Yeah. Science today has the ability to make any disease reemerge into a very novel disease citing mutation. And science likes to call it horizontal gene transfer or genetic recombination caused by genes or changes in the ecosystem. But it's obvious when you look back at history that it's not the ecosystem or natural evolution. It's science forcing viral animal diseases to infect humans. They are mutating them with vaccine manufacturing and also re-engineering them. And you got to remember, pandemics are random. They're never predictable. So there's nothing random about what the world's experiencing right now. Modern-day pandemics started 226 years ago, and God warned us about it in Deuteronomy chapter 28. So if you don't remember what it says, it was telling Israel, when they're in the desert, choose life. Be obedient and be blessed. Be sinful and wicked and be cursed. God said, you're afraid of the plagues of Egypt, but if you're going to sin, you're going to have those plagues plus all the plagues that are not listed in this book. So SARS and dengue and Ebola and H1N1 and COVID, they're not listed in the Bible. Those are modern creations. So the nature of man has promoted pandemics, and we must be wise in dealing with our current time. So there are scriptural promises of health and protection using your medicinal herbs. I plan to use them. That's me. And if you want to learn more, I would call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their catalog. Find out. what you can do. Let me just give you an example. Gentian root has a natural inhibitor to hemorrhagic fevers like Ebola and Marburg. Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, barberry bark has barberine in it, and it's a natural inhibitor to shingles, to the zoster virus, right? And then you've got pitcher's plant, which is a natural inhibitor, and science has confirmed this on a study, which we went over before. Pitcher's plant is a smallpox inhibitor. You get over smallpox in a couple of days. Science has proven it. We went over that show. Go back to the archives if you missed it. So don't panic. Prepare yourself. Be wise. ThePowerHerbs.com. Give them a call at 866-229-3663. And your herbal liquids have a good shelf life of 10 years if they're stored in an environmentally controlled area. Your powders, 5 years. So if you're, you know, prepping and you're storing up, keep that in mind. So thepowerherbs.com. So, you know, you got, you know, your storable foods, and make sure you got storable medicinals and your water and other things that you're going to be needing. All right. So we're going to be talking just a few minutes. We got a few minutes to talk some more. We're going to be talking about your blood a little bit here. And cancer. Cancer is a big deal. People don't like it to hear they got a diagnosis of cancer. And we're going to look at some research here at the University of Central Florida. They say they have a liquid biopsy that can find cancer cells in human blood, so it's a new test. And what does cancer need to thrive? Well, according to research, protein. So the cancer cells thrive on proteins and use them to travel through your body. Cancer cells have higher amounts of protein called chaperonin. So here's a quote from University of Central Florida. Cancer cells are hungry for protein. They're greedy for it. And they said their liquid biopsy can help detect, identify cancer cells, probably by the proteins. Any dangerous type of cell alert can alert doctors and help their patient from relapsing. Well, Windsor Medical University, by accident, found out dandelion root kills all known cancer cells. 2012, Miriam Pandy published that report because Carolyn Hamm brought him some information regarding her leukemia patients who had some sort of issue on Tuesday, and they just got better on Tuesday. Their blood work looked great, and the only thing she could find that was different about Tuesday was they were served dandelion root tea. You talk about getting rid of inflammation in the body. Dandelion root tea, just the tea. And as you know, tea is not as strong as capsules, tablets, or even tinctures. So tea's awesome, but if you need some real power, I go with the tinctures. So Dr. Pandy found out under a microscope when he added the tincture of dandelion to cancer cells, it would greedily suck up the proteins in the dandelion root and it would die. Healthy cells, he noticed, don't even touch dandelion. Don't absorb it, don't suck it up, don't take it. So it leaves healthy cells alone. So there's something in the dandelion. They're trying to figure out, science is trying to figure out what's in dandelion so they can make a cancer drug out of it. Hey, you know what's going to happen? If they find out what's in dandelion, God's little, you know, creation there, they're going to isolate it so they can patent it, and it's not going to work the same. It's going to have side effects. So dandelion root is one of many miracles for cancer issues. He found it worked on all cancer cells. What herbalists have found is if you pair your dandelion with your astragalus root, which is an immune support, it magnifies the power of the dandelion. So a lot of people are making sure they have an immune support herb on hand. So this was research, as I mentioned, and research reports dandelion leaf has 4.7% protein. the white liquid, they call it a curd, inside the dandelion root stem has 15.93% protein, and the roots of dandelion have 55.43% protein. So Windsor Medical University in 2012 states that after they tested dandelion extract on cancer cells, they noticed that the cancer cells sucked up the dandelion and committed suicide. So protein sources attacks the cancer cells, but they also is a Trojan horse inside the plant. And healthy cells are not affected, and cancer cells went for the protein in the dandelion, and they got another compound with it that killed the cancer. But they're trying to figure out what that compound is. The National Library of Medicine did confirm the cancer-fighting ability of dandelion. It was reported by Dr. Miriam Pandy, and they also think they found the compounds in dandelion root that could be responsible for killing cancer, but they're not totally sure yet. I just like to use dandelion. You know, I trust God's chemistry before I trust man's chemistry. There's 12 million people with cancer, Frank, every year. 7 million cancer-related deaths worldwide. Dandelion. Get some. Have some on hand. Long shelf life. Should anything happen, you'll have something. That's it. That's absolutely it. So many people with breast cancer and prostate cancer and all these cancers. Simple dandelion. And, you know, the settlers would put dandelion flour in their salads in the spring. It was a nice cleansing agent, they said. It helped, you know, cleanse away the winter because they ate a lot of beans and beef jerky. So the powerherbs.com, they do have dandelion, by the way. They have it in several different sizes. They also include dandelion in a few of their other formulas, which you can check out at thepowerherbs.com. I encourage you to get a catalog. Have that on hand. You don't need a computer if you have a hard copy catalog. So you can check them out that way, too. 866-229-3663. Give them a call. 866-229-3663. Or visit them on thepowerherbs, thepowerherbs.com. Now, if you're listening and you're outside the United States, dial 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. Now, I know you folks in New Zealand and the UK and Australia have a tough time getting cleansing-type herbs because of the European Union and their lockdown on a lot of that stuff. But you can order direct in small amounts, I think under $2,000. And so we can ship that directly to you from Apothecary Herbs if you need anything. So check us out at thepowerherbs.com. Get empowered. Use the tools God provided us. He promises herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So you find that in Genesis chapter 1, 29 and 30. You find that in Psalms 104:14. You find that in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 7. And you find it in Revelations chapter 22, verse 2. That's just some of them. So, and herbs are bitter because they're packed full of medicinals. And you only eat a little bit. That's why God made them bitter. So this is not rocket science. It's not. So you got herbs for cardio strength. You got herbs for blood sugar. You got herbs for hormone levels. You got herbs for, you know, depression. You got herbs for pulmonary issues. I mean, it's endless, really. You got power. Exercise it. Well, I can see by the clock I'm out of time. Don't forget, tomorrow is the Labor Day sale. Apothecary Herbs starts that. So do check that out. If you have questions, give them a call at 866-229-3663. You'll save 25%. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.